The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin. And say good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
Atta girl. We are here with more of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We're giving away a pair of tickets to the Great American Outdoor Show at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, starting next Saturday the 5th, I think, through the 12th. And we will be we'll be giving that away right here at the end of the show. Robin will put the numbers in the magic generator, select the name, and then we'll make sure we get everything mailed out. Probably going to mail everything Monday or Tuesday to everybody who's won so far. We still need to contact a couple folks and get their addresses. So we'll be doing that probably over the weekend. The phone number here, if you'd like to get in on the drawing, is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. All you have to do is call in, leave your name and number, go on the air. Just to say, I just want to get in the contest if you want, or you can ask a question, make a topic of conversation, or, you know, have a two-way conversation. Speaking of two-way conversation, Robin.
Uh-oh.
Did you hear about the lumberjack that went into the magic woods?
Yeah.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hear it again.
I know.
The lumberjack went into the magic woods to cut down a tree. So he picked one out, started to swing his axe, and the tree screamed, "Stop! I'm a talking tree!" The lumberjack put his axe down for a minute, stared at the tree, and said, grinned, and said, "And you will dialogue." No applause, Chris. No, nothing. No.
I need to remember.
No,
I need
rim
to
shot. No.
I was about to say, I need to remember to put the sound effect of a rim shot in.
Yeah. Okay.
We got Glenn in Chestertown.
Hey, Glenn. How you doing this morning, buddy?
Hey, Alan, Robin. How are you?
Doing well. How about
doing
you?
Good.
Well, we got some of that white stuff out there.
Yeah, good. How much you got?
I don't know. I don't think it's over a couple of inches. I haven't really looked and checked right, but I don't think it's much more than that, if that.
Yep, yep. Well, 2 inches of snow in Arnold and a few inches in Ellicott City, according to John B. Joe said 2 inches in Arnold. Now you've got a couple of inches up there in Chestertown, so it doesn't look like it's done yet. But it also doesn't look like it's going to be the massive blizzard that they were talking about, does it?
Not yet, anyway. But yeah. We got a little ways to go yet.
Oh, yeah. I guess they're talking until, what, 7 o'clock tonight, Robin, something like that?
No.
No?
It's about over.
Is it about over?
It sounds like it.
Oh, I see. It's going from, okay, up till 9 this morning, which is 2 hours or 3 hours from now, and then wind all day. So
that's worse than the... It's snowing normally.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
I remember 1 year, I think we only got 2 or 3 inches, took a couple inches or so, and it filled everything in because the wind whipped.
Yeah, yeah, they're talking sustained winds of 20 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they were saying up to 40 mile an hour gusts, they were saying.
Wow. Well, it doesn't make for tremendously good conditions, you know, but if you can get your hunting time in this morning before the wind cranks up, you know, your waterfowl and your deer hunting in this morning, your bow hunters, you can you might make a morning of it. You never know. So. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is. So.
I don't think I'm going anywhere. Cause if I lived out on the farm, I could probably do it. But
yeah, I hear you.
And the way that wind sounds out there now, I don't know if I would even go.
I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. So
maybe
I would,
one time.
What's that?
Maybe at one time, some years back, I maybe would stick it out, but now it's different.
Yeah. I'm getting in my old age, I'm getting pretty selective too, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I love to hunt. I love to be out there, you know, I take a look at the wind. I take a look at the barometer. I look at all that stuff to probably try and find a reason not to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, conditions don't have to be perfect. I've been out there in some pretty cold days this year. The wind is, I mean, it was windy the first day of deer season, if you recall, the first day of the deer firearm season. And the deer were moving everywhere. I mean, it was a great day all day long. There were more people in the woods moving them around a little bit more from place to place and farm to farm. But we had good action pretty much all day. And I think the deer that I took was the second buck of the morning and the fifth deer of the day. And that was 8:15. So, you know, there was, you know, so anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of the northwest wind. So but I keep more of an eye on the barometer. When the barometer's falling, I just don't anticipate a lot. And right now it's just fell 2 degrees from about 2 hours ago. It's down to 29.8 here. So I like to see it moving up rather than moving down.
Yeah.
You know? So anyway. Well, do you have a flintlock, Glenn, or a percussion cap, an old muzzleloader you can take out?
Yeah, I got percussion cap.
Well, there you go. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
That's the only thing I haven't anyway, so I haven't gotten the newer model yet.
I got it.
Actually, I kind of just like, I like the percussion cap, basically. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you might say I'm maybe in a sense of more of a traditionalist.
Well, you got 3 days next week. You can take that thing with you and get a deer with it.
That Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday or something?
Yeah,
like
first,
that?
Second, and third.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Sure can. So hopefully you can get out, huh? Doesn't look like there's any snow. Looks like the weather's going to be pretty good. So
yeah.
I'll probably get out there 1 or 2 days. Give it a shot. So. All right, buddy.
All right.
All right, Glenn. Thanks.
Glenn, take it easy.
Thanks for checking in.
Right.
Take care, bud.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Let's see. Oh, I did talk to Mr. Clyde, as I mentioned, the last hour this week. They have to set their dates for their 10-day Let's Go Fishing sale, Friday, March 4th through Sunday, March 13th. That's when they have specials on all the rod and reel combos, and Penn spinning reels are on sale. Fluger spinning reels are on sale. All the Shakespeare and Fluger stuff, including the ugly sticks, are on sale. All the rod and reel combos are on sale. The kids' fishing combos. You know, make sure you check out the St. Croix rods at that time. And, of course, Clyde Sport Shop is ready for fishing. Weather breaks here a little bit over the next week or so. You can get out there and catch some perch because they got the grass shrimp. They'll have the minnows and the black salties for the bigger fish if you want to fish for pickerel. All the terminal tackle, rod repairs, they're open 7 days a week at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They have I'll probably stop at Clyde's one day and get some new line put on my spools so I can be fresh for this year, and you know, for the panfish, for the hickory shad, and see how that works out. So why not stop by yourself for Clyde Sport Shop? Again, live and frozen bait with minnows, fishing license, rod repairs, all the terminal tackle and lures and tackle for every type of fish. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 242-6108, Clyde's Sports Shop. Now, I have a question. Do you have a beautiful fireplace you never use? Well, we have one right here, but we use it now just about every day. Back then, it was just a hole in the wall before we redid this room, and now it's a beautiful fireplace with a beautiful frame around the outside, a beautiful, you know, facing on the front. It's got a gas fireplace insert in there. It's just beautiful. All rock, you know, rock facade all the way up to the ceiling, and we like it. You know where we got it? Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. It's an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. We both like the convenience of the remote control, the room-filling heat. We love the beauty of it. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands. And here's the thing. You might want to act now because these are not going to last forever. And the supply chain thing, you know, with the computer chips and all that, well, that has an effect on every industry, including fireplace inserts. And you can select a new pellet, a gas, an electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon. You'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Well, it's already here. Visit BackyardBillys.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace. And we've been telling you about A&M Auctions, okay? A&M Auctions. This coming Thursday, February 3rd, and Friday, February 4th, is the 16th annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction at A&M Auctions. And you can visit the website, amauctions.com. Thursday, February 3rd, and Friday, February 4th, the auction will be conducted at the A&M Auction Facility, and that's at 8000 Esham Road in Parsonburg. Now, on Thursday the 3rd, it's an online-only auction. Begins at 5.03 p.m., with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and much more. And Thursday's auction is a timed online-only auction with bidding via a bidding device online app called Proxibid. See www.amauctions.com. Then on Friday the 4th, it's the live auction beginning at 5.02. It's on-site at Esham Road in Parsonburg. It begins with a live online bidding via Proxibid. There are 350 firearms plus, including antique, modern, and military, shotguns and handguns, a 2003 Toyota Tacoma 4x4, a 98 Dodge Ram, 2003 Venture Boat Trailer, and a bunch of other stuff. Take a preview on Monday, January 31st, from 4 to 7, and Friday, February 4th, right before the auction, you can preview from 4 to 5 p.m. See www.amauctions.com for more information. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCB.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Fran. Good morning, Fran.
Morning, Fran.
Yes, good morning, Alan, Robin. How are you?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Good. Listen, last week I was going to tell you a little joke. You know, on the news lately, they've been showing babies that are talking at an unusually early age.
Right.
And the one that impressed me most was a two-month-old that could say, I love you. Just as plain, and they must have said it to him 1,000 times, you know.
Sure.
But I thought, well, the hunter's grandbabies, they have that hunting in their blood.
Mm-hmm.
And the grandmother went over to the crib, and she thought it was about that time. And she said to the grandbaby, what are you...
I think Fran's phone cut out on her.
Fran's phone cut out on the just on the punchline.
On the punchline, come back.
She'll call back. She'll get on another phone where the battery's better, and
sure
she'll give us a call back. So
I was like, oh, this could be good.
Yeah. All right, Fran, if you can hear us, call us back. All right, and then now we've got Rudy on the line.
Hey, Rudy. Good morning,
hey, Rudy.
How are you?
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. How are you doing?
Doing well. How about yourself?
Doing good. Got about maybe 2 inches of snow out here. Not a whole lot, but it's still coming down. So
right.
We'll see what the ocean is. You were talking earlier about hooks, and
yes.
I did a lot of work with different kinds of hooks and hooking mortality with a variety of species. I'm always impressed with how specific some hooks can be to some fisheries.
Okay.
And, anglers, charter boat captains, headboat captains have developed over time what hooks work best in their fisheries for either catching and also deep hooking, because particularly for the mates, having been to one myself, if you can have to deal with a shallow hook fish versus a deep hook fish,
right.
Handling time, in addition to survival, is greatly changed.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rudy, can you turn your radio down, buddy?
Dad, can you turn the radio down in there? Or turn it off? Sorry, I'm in the other room.
Okay.
Hey, Deb.
Hi, Debbie.
She's trying to. Unplug from the wall.
Well, we've got, the problem is we've got a 7 or 8 second delay, so I'm hearing what I said 8 seconds ago in your, to you in the background.
It's all together now.
There you go. Beautiful.
Okay.
All right. We're talking about hooks.
But the work we did with circle hooks was really interesting because not only did it reduce deep hooking, but we saw during the studies, because we did a subsequent study after the first, because it appeared in the first that circle hooks didn't seem to catch as well as the J hooks.
Okay.
So we did a side-by-side study, and in fact, they don't, which is why the charter boat captains, and I can understand this, were reluctant to use circle hooks because
right.
The J hooks are more efficient. And after I gave a presentation to the Charter Boat Association and talked about circle hooks and the fact that it reduces deep hooking, but it also reduces your catch.
Right.
As you can imagine, they were not my most receptive audience.
Of course.
Anyway, they asked if we could do a study and look at different kinds of circular hooks to see if perhaps one had a catching rate that was better and still had a low deep hooking rate. So we looked at offset circle hooks, non-offset circle hooks, and the wide-gap Cali hooks.
Very odd-looking, elongated bend on that thing, yeah.
Yep. Anyway, it turns out that the circle hooks and the both styles have relatively low deep hooking rates compared to the Calis. The Calis weren't really much better than J-hooks.
Right.
But the catching rate, which surprised me, the non-offset circle hooks had a significantly better catching rate than the offset circle hooks.
You'd think the opposite would be true, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But so if we're required to use non-offset circle hooks, it's got a better catching rate. So
right.
It's a good thing.
Did you ever experiment with the octopus hooks? I mean, it's basically a circle hook, isn't it?
It is, but no, we never did that.
I got it.
But I was also not surprised, but interested to see how on the ocean front, both in the inshore base with the flounder fishery there and our friend who fishes offshore for black
yes.
sea bass, they use the wide-gap Calis, and,
yes.
or Kales, however it's pronounced.
Yes.
And they are really, really good at not deep hooking for both the flounder and the sea bass.
Really?
So it seems like the head boats, both in the coastal bays and the offshore boats, it's really a good conservation measure.
Yes, I love to use the Calis for flounder. I started using them, 30 years ago for flounder, and I've always liked them for flounder. You don't have to have a great big giant hook. I mean, for flounder, even though they have a fairly good-sized mouth, an average-sized Cali, I would say probably one or one-aught, something like that, works mm-hmm. very well. So, yep. So I like those, and the key to any of this is keeping your hook sharp, So what do you think of my concept of bending down the barb if you're fishing catch and release?
It certainly reduces handling time.
Yeah, Sure it does.
No question about that.
Yep. Got it.
But in terms of actually deep hooking, it's the hook configuration itself, I believe,
right,
that influences whether or not it's deep hooked or not. But pinching down the barb certainly reduces, with no question about, reducing handling time.
Sure. Well, if you throat hook a fish with a hook with a barb on it, it's much more difficult to get out than one without a barb.
Correct, correct.
You know,
and when I did the circle hook studies, the definition and criteria, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. that I used, if you looked in the fish's mouth and could not see the point of penetration, that was a deep hooked fish.
Yes, makes
fish
sense.
That were deeply hooked in the mouth, I classified as shallow hook.
Right.
Because no major organs were involved.
Right.
And again, the mortality rate was phenomenally different.
Sure.
So I think it was at least defensible, if not, you know, perfect.
Got it. Got it.
Anyway, right, I have a story for you also, real quick.
Okay.
Okay. This coming Wednesday is Groundhog Day.
Yes, mm-hmm. it is.
And Debbie and I have celebrated Groundhog Day ever since we got married.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be our own little special holiday. So we celebrated 47 Groundhog Days.
Wow, great.
And this Wednesday is also the State of the Union.
Right.
And someone pointed out to me that it's kind of interesting these things come together, because one really is a fairly meaningless ritual in which we listen to an insignificant creature of limited intelligence for prognostications.
Right.
And the other involves a groundhog.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, Rudy, that was a good one.
Okay, and on that note, I'll leave you. And
thank you, my friend.
Cross paths soon.
We will. Thanks.
Take it easy, Rudy.
Take it easy, buddy.
Bye-bye.
I think we have Fran back. Good morning, Fran. How are you?
Hey,
well,
Fran.
I'm sorry. You know, last week I could have stayed on the line, but I thought it would go a little longer than that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the hunter's grandbaby has it in his butt.
Mm-hmm.
And when the grandmother went to the crib to ask the hunter's grandbaby, what have you been doing? And she figured it was time to change him. And the hunter's grandbaby looked at her and said, accidental discharge.
Oh!
Oh, we got to remember that for Jason and Bria when they wake up.
Yeah, we have a lot of those around here for sure.
I bet.
Hey, while you were on the line.
Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Oh, there's Chris in the background.
I'm doing okay. Can't complain.
While you were on the line, email came in from the Sportsman's Alliance, and there's a poster for a rally to help stop Senate Bill 22031, state bill that would ban bobcat and mountain lion hunting and trapping in Colorado. And guess what they're calling for?
What?
On February 3rd. Gather at the Colorado State Capitol in person. Wear your orange and camo. This is a peaceful, professional showing of our support for science-based wildlife management. What did that bring to mind?
Oh, yeah.
Blazing Camo Day.
Right, yeah. Right.
So, how about that?
I told them it'd be standing room only one day.
Yep.
They showed up, didn't they?
They did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Robin, this is a little tip for you.
Uh-oh.
I know you and I both enjoy the speed of the electronic chairs.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you, honey, where if you go to that festival, it will test your driving skills. You've never driven it anything like it.
I'm sure I haven't.
It's not going to be any speed. People don't even think about there may be a wheelchair behind them. They will run into you.
Yeah,
Robin,
well, I'll run them over.
Robin has a horn.
I have a horn.
Oh, I had to yell out sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm right behind you. You know, because they would change their mind on direction.
Oh, yeah.
They'd just turn and stop, you know.
Yep, no signal.
I said, Lord, please don't let me run over nobody.
Fran, I even have a horn that sounds like a cop siren now.
Oh, no. Yeah, see, I didn't have that.
Yeah,
yeah, so you're going to need it.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, Robin, get your random generator going here. I think you got the list. Maybe we can pick a winner here shortly, okay?
Okay.
So while you do that, I'm going to tell the folks about A&M Auctions. A&M Auctions. A&M Auctions. The 16th Annual Firearm and Men's Night Out Auction. Coming up January 3rd and 4th at the auction facility at A&M 8000 Esham Road, Parsonsburg, Maryland. Thursday, February 3rd, 5:03, the online only auction begins with a selection of guns, ammunition, swords, knives, bayonets, shooting accessories, and more. Thursday auction is a timed online auction only with bidding via an app called ProxyBid. See amauctions.com for details on how to sign up for that. Then on Friday, February 4th at 5:02 p.m., the live on-site auction at the auction house begins with live online bidding via ProxyBid. There are 350 firearms, including antique and modern military rifles, shotguns, handguns, a Tacoma 4x4, a Dodge Ram 4x4, boat trailer, military trailers, and much, much more. Decoys, accessories, you name it. Take a preview on Monday, January 31st. That's this coming Monday from 4 to 7 p.m. and Friday, February 4th, right before the auction from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll see it all at amauctions.com for more information. You can do that. Definitely do that. So, hey, over there at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, a.k.a. Crab Headquarters, located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. They are chock full of fishing tackle and gear for not only freshwater, but tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. They are ready for the upcoming crab and fishing season, for sure. Call 410-956-0300. Now, the hunting department's still going strong, too. It's a fine selection of firearms by Gunrunner Arsenal. The waterfowl department has decoys and blind bags and ammo, and they're an authorized retailer for Bigfoot decoys. Matthews, Hoyt compound bows, Mission 10-point Wicked Ridge crossbows, arrows and broadheads, attractants, and all that stuff you need. And you can try your archery skills, maybe you missed one this year, on the Monster Video Shooting Wall. They have deer corn, too. Hey, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors, your local crabbing headquarters, says everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, trot lines and pots and nets, and you name it, freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. We'll be right back after these messages.
We know it's hard to see everything the Great American Outdoor Show has to offer in just one day. So take advantage of our ticket specials. Our afternoon ticket, good Monday through Thursday. Get you in anytime after 3 p.m. for just $8. Then don't forget to bounce back on Sunday, February 13th for free. Bring the stub of a regular price ticket from any previous day of the 2022 Great American Outdoor Show and get in free. Explore the world's largest outdoor sports show and see all of our special ticket offers at greatamericanoutdoorshow.org.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants it. Well, he gets it. And I don't like it any more than you, man.
What movie was that from? Does anybody know?
What we have here is a failure to communicate. Oh, come on. I know that one.
Did you ask Chris to play that because of our conversation?
I was texting him right now.
Are we back, Chris?
Yeah, we've been back. What movie is that from?
Chris, you know what movie that's from, right?
It's Cool Hand Luke.
Yeah, Cool Hand Luke. Paul Newman, Cool Hand Luke.
That's what I thought it was.
But who was the warden? Who said that?
Oh, I know this, too.
What we have here.
I can't think of it right now.
I can't think of the name either, but the moment you say it, I'll go, oh, yeah.
Strother Martin.
No, I still don't know that name.
Me neither.
Strother Martin. Strother Martin's been in every movie that's ever been made.
Well, I'm sure if you looked at him, we'd know. I can see his face. Yep. I didn't know his name.
Strother More so Martin. Than Kevin Bacon?
Just what? A pal.
Alan, have you ever heard of the game 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon?
No.
Okay.
You never heard of that game?
No.
You're kidding.
Well,
no.
It's okay, Robin. It works out because we never heard of the guy that he mentioned. So it's
That's
all
right.
Wash.
You're right.
Okay. Okay. Robin, announce our winner, please.
Oh, Glenn.
Oh, Glenn. Hey, great, Glenn.
Glenn, you are going to the show.
Glenn, you're going to the outdoor show if you want to go. We'll send the tickets out to you this week, buddy. Let's talk to Tackle Box Tim. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. We got just a barely about a covering over here on this side of the bay. What you guys got?
About 2 inches. 2 to 3, I would say.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Yeah. So it's pretty out there.
I got in late on the conversation you were having with Rudy about hooks, but
I didn't
hear if you covered the new single hook replacements that are taking over for treble hooks.
Is there a particular brand that people should be buying?
Well, no, it's not a brand thing. And to me, I've only found two brands, which is Owner and VMC, but I've been using them for stripers in the fall on rattle traps and top waters, and I've had no hookup rate difference whatsoever in the 5 years that I've been using them.
Got it.
Safe for the fish or safe for the fishermen.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you catch a lot of white perch. Do you ever pinch the barbs down on your darts?
Oh, I absolutely pinch down the barbs because it makes it easier for the non-fishing people that I have just to turn the hook upside down and let the fish drop
overboard.
The
fish fall. Yeah, even for the ones that aren't experienced anglers, it's easy.
Yeah, the ones that are going in the cooler, it's easy to drop them too.
That's right. That's for sure.
Yeah, as many as we get on and we mark them and jig on them like that, it's just so much easier to get them unhooked and back in the water or in the cooler.
Right.
It just saves time and so much easier, and if you've got one that's deep, it's a whole lot easier to get it out than not. And also, sometimes we have a mix of small rockfish in with the white perch.
Yeah.
And the small rockfish, they're more aggressive, and they will choke it down, and it makes it a whole lot easier to get the hook out.
Yep. I got you.
And Robin, a horn suggestion is the old Model T Auga horn for your car.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
It might be on there. It's got like 16 different horns on it. I'll have to check it out.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I was going big.
Oh, yeah, she go big or go home with Robin and her scooter, that's for sure.
So. You have to get her a couple of rod holders.
Exactly. Hey, what a great way to go alongside the creek and troll.
What?
On your scooter.
Yeah,
but you had to get her what do you call those?
Outrigger?
Planer board.
Planer board, yeah, there you go. Right up and down the creek and fishing rod out to the side.
I'd be very happy.
There you go. I like it. Good suggestion, Tim.
It's great. Going on the pier with me, so.
That's for
great.
Sure.
Hey.
Yep.
Great way to get all the tackle down there.
No
yep,
question.
I refuse to let this back keep me down.
Yep. Absolutely. So Joe Kenner said that Strother Martin was also in The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance. John Wayne kicks him in the head in the saloon scene.
Okay. I remember that movie, too.
Yep, me too.
So the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, Alan, is that you can just about track every actor down to Kevin Bacon if you go through his movies.
Oh, that's
that
funny.
That is so true, too.
That's funny. Yeah.
I can't. That's one I can't. I mean, I know I didn't know Strother Martin, but I can't believe, I thought you would have heard of that. 6 degrees.
Mm-mm.
What's the old
joke about back in the old days? We had pride and cash and something else. I can't remember. And now these days, you know, we don't have Johnny Cash and we don't have Charlie Pride. You know, let's hope to God that Kevin Bacon never dies. Yeah, I can't remember the old joke, but that's a good one.
I know what you're saying.
Yep.
Yep.
So, all right, buddy, anything else you want to share?
No, that's about it. Stay safe over there. Don't knock yourself out with too much snow removal.
Nah, don't worry. Don't worry. You know, we used to have kids come up and want to shovel the snow, but we don't have that anymore. So.
Oh, I used to run in my neighborhood until there was nothing left to shovel just to make some money when I was 8, 10, 12 years old.
They're stuck to the TV and don't want to get cold.
There was a... my bonus daughter's son up in Frederick, she was transporting him around during the last snow, doing some shoveling, and he was reluctant, okay, because somebody only offered him $50 to shovel their driveway.
Oh, my goodness. That's a little bit of time and energy.
Yeah. $50? I'll drive to Frederick and do it for that. So
put the snow blower in the back, and I'm there.
Uh-huh. Got it. Hey, all right, buddy. What?
This is
weekend.
A take on that joke.
Okay.
We used to have Charlie Pride, Bob Hope, Johnny Cash, and Stevie Wonder.
Yeah.
Steve Jobs and Stevie Wonder.
Steve
now we
Jobs.
Have no Pride, no Hope, no Cash,
no, job.
No Jobs, and it's no freaking Wonder.
Okay.
Very good.
Close enough.
I had to change it a little bit.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. All right, buddy. Got to go.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks, Tim.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Glenn.
Yeah.
Hey, Glenn.
Here I won the...
You did?
You did.
Yep, you did. So you're going to be able to make it up there?
I don't know.
All right. Well,
do
we'll
your best.
We'll send them to you. You figure out that part out, okay?
Yeah.
All right, man. Congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Way
that's
go,
in Harrisburg,
Glenn.
Right?
Harrisburg, yep. Farm Show Arena, and ticket for you and whoever's driving you. You'll be good to go.
Good to go. And if you have a problem and you just want to, even if you want to give it to somebody you care about, that's fine.
Right.
Okay, but you try to get there.
Right.
Maybe your daughter would enjoy it with you or something.
Sounds good, buddy.
Oh, they probably just her. Of course, she takes care of my mom now too. But,
yeah, that's true.
Her husband's around, but...
Yeah.
No, maybe he'd like it.
Whatever.
See what happens, okay? They're yours.
Give it a shot.
Yeah. Right.
Okay? Thanks, Glenn.
Congratulations, Glenn.
Congratulations, buddy. Take care.
We'll take care of God bless.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, there we go. Nice to hear back from Glenn. I'm glad he won. So, all right. Why? Why don't we get this last break out of the way, and then after, on the other side, we'll have room for some other callers. What do you think, Robin?
So, sounds good.
So winter's here, but, you know, we're knocking on the door of spring. That groundhog's coming out next week, and he's either going to tell us we have six more weeks of winter or spring is right around the corner. Well, while we're waiting, why not stop by Backyard Billy's and check out their selection of outdoor furniture? You know, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a tremendous selection of tables and chairs, colorful, weatherproof, poly outdoor and patio furniture. Tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. Now, look, you build a new deck, you want a nice relaxing chair, take a look at the Adirondack chairs. They have all different sizes and styles. You can see all those from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. When you're driving by 50, just look over there and you'll see a whole massive amount of furniture sitting outside. And for the kids, you'll find swing sets and you'll find storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills by Pellet Grills by Traeger, Ceramic Smoker Grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg. You'll see all that at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Also, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings. So, you know, everybody likes to go out in the snow and start a bonfire. Well, they've got these big, big, giant fire pits and a great selection of rings to contain the logs right there. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the Ridge region. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50 at Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
The Great American Outdoor Show is back with a 9-day event, February 5th through the 13th, at the PA Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg. It's the world's largest outdoor sports show with over 1,000 exhibitors, more than 200 seminars from outdoor pros, over 400 hunting and fishing outfitters, interactive events and entertainment for the whole family. See what's new February 5th through the 13th in Harrisburg. Tickets on sale now at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex! We all want clean water. So, does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622.
and you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
How high is the water, Mama? 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 2 feet high and rising. But we can make it to the road in a homemade boat, 'cause that's the only thing we got left that'll float. It's already over all the wheat and oats. 2 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 3 feet high and rising. Well, the hives are gone, I lost my bees. Chickens are sleeping in the willow trees. Cows in water up past her knees. 3 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Mama? 4 feet high and rising. How high is the water, Papa? She said it's 4 feet high and rising. Hey, come look through the window pane. The bus is coming, gonna take us to the train. Looks like we'll be blessed with a little more rain. 4 feet high and rising.
I want to get blessed with a little more
snow. All right, that's enough. It's enough water. I'm getting covered up here. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Be one of the last callers of the day and discuss anything you want to talk about. A lot of conversation about hooks this morning, you know, and hooking
fish. Fishing's coming up.
What?
Fishing weather. It's around the corner.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Easton was just featured on one of the Baltimore channels there talking about it. So, anyway, a lot of talk about hooks this morning. What? We're on the air. What do you want me to say?
You confused. Not snow.
What?
I said fishing weather's coming right around the corner.
Fishing weather, yes. I thought you were talking about the weather on TV. I can't hear you through my headphones.
Okay.
Well, Robin, in a roundabout way, there is fishing weather here. ice fishing.
Ice fishing. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Now's when we need to go out to visit our buddy Matt out there in Western Maryland.
Oh, that sounds perfect.
Go ice fishing. You want to go out on the lake at like 10 degrees, Robin?
Yeah, sure.
The look I got before that answer told the whole truth, Chris.
I was about to say, if she was Medusa, you'd probably be a pillar of salt right now.
Medusa?
Yes.
Yeah. Methuselah was the oldest living person ever. Medusa is the one with the snakes in her hair.
That's
or
me.
Snakes for hair.
Ah, that's me.
Can give you a look that would turn you into stone. So, do you remember a movie back when I was a kid? There was a movie out called Jason and the Argonauts. It was a lot of stop action animated stuff, like claymation stuff.
Yes.
Do you remember that movie, Chris? He's answering the phone, I think. Jason and the Argonauts used to come on around Christmas time all the time. So, wow. All right. So, I'm being inundated, folks. There's a puppy in our future. we lost Lucy a couple months ago.
And we lost Maisie 2 years ago.
And we lost Maisie
year,
2 years ago. Year, so, we have one little dog here, a little crumb cruncher, Shih Tzu, called Gabby. And Gabby needs a friend, and Robin needs a puppy. So we're looking at all kinds of different things. And, I mean, looking online at different things, trying to decide. And we've pretty well narrowed it down to a couple different half-breeds, cross-breeds, whatever you want to call it, because of the dog dander and the shedding.
It's like allergy situation.
Allergy situation with Robin and, you know, Maisie the lab. I mean, she'd shed a whole dog every year. But we're looking at a couple doodles, poodle crosses with something. And we're trying to decide whether we want an Aussie doodle, a Bernedoodle, a Labradoodle, or any other kind of doodle, oodle, noodle thing. Right?
I added a new one.
What's that?
Sheepadoodle.
Sheepadoodle, yeah, they have them.
I know.
Yeah, shepherdoodles, sheepadoodles, yeah. Uh-huh. I have never seen a German shepherd crossed with a poodle, though.
Yeah, I have to.
Do they have those?
Yep. I don't want one, but
how about a collie doodle?
I've never seen one.
See, I was reading about the Aussie doodles. They seem to have a confused identity because the Aussie wants to herd and the poodle wants to chase game. So you got to take into consideration both personalities there and be able to provide activities for both sides of their split personality,
yeah,
so to speak. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
Before I get inundated with, I support all shelter dogs and everything. Don't everybody start writing me and sending me emails.
Right, right.
I really do. But because of some severe allergies, I have to do what I got to do.
We have Lee on the line. Wants to talk about primitive hunting. Sorry, Robin. Go
it.
Ahead, Lee.
Hey, what's up, buddy? Yeah, hey. I was going to talk about the primitive arm. I'm totally excited. I got a gun, a 58 caliber Zouaf.
Yeah.
That I got when I was about 13 years old.
Wow.
And I was having such trouble with muzzleloaders during the muzzleloader season with misfiring, I decided to go to this cap and ball gun.
Right.
And it just adds so much to the challenge of the
hunt. It does. It does.
To use a black powder with a cap and ball.
That, I had two misfires last year. Or this year on the last day of that primitive season, with my custom Getz Barrel Company gun, 50 caliber, I don't know if I had the wrong cap or just what happened. I mean, the cap went off, the firearm didn't. I don't know if I could get enough heat down the touch hole or not. So I'm going to fix that over the weekend to make sure that's fixed.
Yep. But, well, I had this gun in hibernation probably for 40 years.
Yeah.
And to pull it back out and actually kill a deer with it this year was an absolute thrill. And I'm going to stick with it. You know,
good for you.
Iron sights.
Yep.
You get the one shot. That's about all you get. But
that's it, buddy.
I set up a couple of pie plates in the back and sighted it in the best I could. And
it's a challenge.
I figured I was good out to about 50 yards. And
yep, that's all you can do.
A couple beer with it.
So. All right. Hey, thanks, Lee. Appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Have a great day.
Right. Robin.
Everybody, get out, stay safe. And for me personally, support your local animal shelter. They got a lot of dogs and cats and all kinds of animals coming in this cold weather, and they need your help. Have a great day.